So I'm here with Davo after a 1-0 home defeat in the league against Barton Rovers. Davo, I suppose the mini run comes to an end, and you most certainly gave it a good go, but on the day it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I thought we gave it a good go. I've got to say, Barton, I thought, were a good side, real good outfit, big, powerful, physical side, plenty of experience within that camp, and yeah, they got a good win on the road, but yeah, we gave them a real tough test for sure, and at the end of the day, we just that little bit weren't quite good enough today going forwards. So yeah, no disgrace. We've been on a fantastic run, and we get on another one now.
And I thought Barton did well in the first half. First 15 minutes, I thought they looked much the more dangerous side. Looked as though they certainly bossed the midfield area, and probably got their just rewards with the goal, although a bit fortuitous with the flick off of, I think it was Coxey, and then it sort of hit the lad at the back stick and gone in. Didn't really know a lot about it. But then certainly the sort of following 25, 30 minutes, you more than matched them and dictated the game. I thought Zach and Ben did a great job in midfield, and had a couple of half chances without creating anything, full chance really.
Yeah, I thought the goal was a poor goal really. You know, we got Brendan in, Norris on loan from Winchester. Real grateful to Winchester for us having him. I thought he had a, you know, good good solid game, bearing in mind all he's done is one session with us. You know, I thought he had a good game, but yeah, he called for it. Coxey's gone up, he's probably in the air as Brendan's called it. He's got a bit of a nick on the header, backstick unmarked striker. Chalky lost his man, he's been nodded back in and then bundled over the line. Horrible goal really to concede, and other than that, they didn't really have a lot of efforts on our goal, so to concede that goal was a disappointment. Yeah, we gave it a good go rest of that half. I agree with you. I thought Zach had his best game for us. You know, for that middle hour of the game particularly, did tire a bit at the end, but I thought he had a really good game, and yeah, went in at the break one down, but confident that we could get something from it.
Yeah, with recent games, obviously, not only have you come from behind, but you've scored goals for fun, so to speak, really. And you stayed in the game going up the hill, I suppose, and as you rightly say, you must have been going in at half-time thinking that you got every chance of getting something out of the game and sort of penning them in their own half.
Yeah, that was the aim, and I thought we did do that, really. Did we create a lot? Not massive amount, but we certainly had an awful lot of pressure. I know they had a few breakaways at the end, but they're always going to do that. You know, we've ended up with three at the back, four up front, and three in midfield or whatever, and we're always going to get overrun with a ball over the top, and they did that a few times, but Brendan made a couple of good saves near the end. But you know, we had a good go, lots of set pieces, lots of balls in the box. I thought our final ball was poor today, really. That probably let us down, because we got an opportunity to put a lot of crosses in, which we didn't really do. It was a bit bobbly today, to be fair. The pitch was strangely firm, and you know, it was a little bit bobbly, but yeah, maybe that's partly to blame, but I'm not going to knock the lads. I thought they gave it a real good go, put a good shift in, and we just come up a little bit short today.
And maybe a bit strange, but I suspect that if I'd have said to you before the game you'd only concede a goal today, or the odd goal, I would have thought that you would have definitely got a point out of the game as an absolute minimum, but possibly all three, just as I say, with the recent run of goals that you've had, and Rob Carr returning and Simba returning, you must have, as I say, if I'd have asked you, you must have thought you were well in with a chance of getting something.
Yeah, I'd say that. But you know, they're a big, strong, physical side at the back, particularly, and you know, they've done a good job defensively. I don't think they stopped us from having a lot of the chances. I think we stopped it ourselves by poor final balls. But credit to them. I think more so credit to them than disappointment from us, really.
Yeah, and on them, they're a good side. They look very organised. They've got a good spine to their side as well. Good players. They seem like they've got a lot of experience as well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. They're a good side, good manager, some good players, and you know, I'm pretty confident that they'll be in the top six or seven and probably push for them playoffs. And good luck to them, really. I think they're a good club and well organised.
We haven't spoken about it much recently, but I'm going to ask you about the recent run of form, and you know, you've been, or certainly before today, you were the highest in the league that you've been for some time. And when I say some time, I mean a number of seasons as well. You must be absolutely delighted at the way things are panning out and the hard work that you're putting in, and you seem to be getting rewards out of it. I know by your own standards that won't be enough and it won't be good enough. But, you know, as I say, we haven't spoken about it for a while, and it'd be nice to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's much documented. I haven't tried not to go on about it, but as a, yeah, we haven't got a big budget like everyone else in the league or a lot of other teams in the league, and we're punching well above our weight. You know, to stay up is a real big success for us at this level, and you know, 3 or 4 more wins and we probably are safe already. So it's a bunched up league. You know, we've probably gone down a few places today and sort of might be back to 16th, 17th. But we're, you know, we're not far away from the top half. If we got in the top half, it'd be absolutely miraculous. So we got to strive for that and not be content with, you know, languishing in the bottom third, even though that's, like I said, a huge success. And keep going. I think we play a good brand of football. I think we, you know, we excite our fans that are watching. There's no doubt about that. We give it a right good go, and you can't ask more of them really. As a supporter, certainly as a manager, I couldn't ask more of my players, and they give us absolutely everything. And fingers crossed, we can keep pushing on and get on another run and keep going up that league. Because in my opinion, I haven't seen a lot of teams with a lot more ability than us. Certainly, I've seen a team with better spirit than us and character. So, you know, they're good ingredients to have a successful season, so fingers crossed we can get back on it again.
And then looking forward, obviously you've got Whitchurch in the Cup on Tuesday, and then you've got another tough trip away to Marlow at the weekend. Thoughts going into those games?
Yeah, we look forward to the Whitchurch game. It's an opportunity to play a few players. I mean, we had a couple out on loan today at Alton, Mitch and Parker and Taylor, just to get their minutes, but they'll feature in that game for us Tuesday. You know, them games have been good for us. They've been really important for us. We've got good results in them. We've not let ourselves down too much in them. That's a sort of a kiss of death there, and we'll probably falter on Tuesday. But you know, them results of them games, are we always want to win, but then they're immaterial really. It's all about getting minutes for the lads and keeping lads fresh, and we've managed to do that really well this season. And yeah, you know, Tuesday will be good for that. And then the Marlow game is a tough game. They're in the top 3 or 4. Well, they were before today. I don't know how they got on today, and that'll be a tough game. So yeah, we look forward to that as well.
Well, commiserations on obviously the defeat today, and best of luck for Tuesday and Saturday.
Cheers, mate.